Thank you for that important question. Our Quebec attaché is here.
There have been multiple contacts with people in Quebec who are opposed to Quebec's current energy policy and who would like to see a more sane policy prevail, including the development of truly renewable power, such as the solar and wind projects that you're all familiar with. The Alliance Romaine is a group of activists who are supporting the INU with respect to the Romaine River development. Hydro-Quebec is in the process of building four dams. The total kilowattage output of those four dams will not come online if the project proceeds on course for another 4 or 5 years. Coincidentally, it's about 1,200 megawatts. Just about what's going to come down this corridor if Northern Pass passes all of the tests and rigors of the process that's in front of it. We are connected with that project in particular. It's one of the great rivers of North America that will disappear except for the very last 50 kilometers that come down and empty into the St. Lawrence. The INU blockaded the traffic into that project earlier this year. The blockade was maintained for a few days before the courts in Quebec, at the behest of Hydro-Quebec, had them arrested and removed. They're not in jail, don't worry, they're out. But a very brave group of INU women went on a march. They marched from the Romaine River through Quebec City to Montreal, and they gave a presentation that happened to coincide with the student unrest in Montreal that you may have heard of. I won't go into all of that. We've also had a tour, thanks to CLF and others, of New Hampshire, of the movie Seeking the Current, Cherchez le Courant. I hope that that will come back. If you haven't seen it, please try to, because it really portrays what's happening and it really answers your question about what's going on in Quebec. I could go on, but the contacts are informal at this point. But we do understand that there is a lot of unrest about the development of the North Country in Quebec, and we're staying in touch with that.
Are the Martins in the room, Pam and Pete? Okay, I guess they've had to go. They are bringing down a speaker from Sierra Club Canada for October 23rd at Plymouth State University. There will be more information out and about on that.